Come on down here, Tim. Hello. We'll get you a mic.
That would be nice.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good to have you up here on the stage. It says you're looking into the music program in Nelson.
I am.
Do they have a good program up there?
You know, from what I hear, they have an excellent program up there.
And do you have friends and family here with you tonight?
I sure do.
Where are they? Say hi, friends. And where are you going to school right now?
Nowhere.
Yeah, have you graduated?
I've graduated.
So what are you doing for fun or for work or all that stuff?
My job is very fun. I get to meet a whole bunch of new people every day. It's great. It's a Hip Drip Coffee House.
Hip Drip Coffee House?
Yes, it's very nice.
Are you a barista, as they say?
Sure.
I think that's... It's fancy for above minimum wage at Starbucks, something like that.
Not quite.
No? But aside from doing the coffee stuff, were you singing locally around town?
A little bit. I did a music festival in the summer, and I'm going to be singing for a theater fundraiser in the next little bit, on the 23rd, actually. So that's going to be really cool.
So what are you going to be singing for us tonight, Taya?
Imagine by John Lennon.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, from Castlegar, 17-year-old Taya Boykin.
It's easy if you try.
We're going to kick it off with Mr. David Foster.
Well, Taya, I was just hoping and praying that you would go upstairs in this song and make it your own. And then you did, and you hit those great money notes, and you know I love money notes, and you hit them really strong. And I always love it when somebody takes a song and truly makes it their own, and you did. And you're 17, you have a really, really beautiful voice. And I really love watching you. I just enjoyed the way you presented yourself.
Thank you.
You're just, you're fun to watch. Good job. Congratulations.
I agree with David because I noticed the same thing. Sometimes when I'm singing, if I feel like the song is dragging or the audience is, I'm losing someone, I'll change the melody a little bit or I'll try to go upstairs like you said.
You've never done that before, but you do try.
Probably not. But you know what, there's some playmates will kick your tail. Which tells me two things. One, that you have, one, the first is that you obviously have good instincts because I think you knew that the song was dragging a little bit and you knew to try to save it and you did that well. The bad news is, I think it was the song choice for me because it really felt slow, and when you've got an audience this big, you really got to do a song that engages people. And for me, you did a really great job of trying to make it new and fun and fresh at the end, but I think for me the song was just a little, probably not the best choice.
Okay.
Now I'm the bad guy, David, so you're safe.
Nope, that's okay. The whole point is receiving the honest critique, and that's
like
what
that.
This is all about, exactly. They loved your voice, wrong song choice, no big deal, baby face.
Yeah, I think I agree with both. I think that step on a little bit. The thing I love most about your voice is your vibrato. It's really nice, and it's like yours. I don't know anyone that really kind of has that. So that's the first thing that I, once again, as a producer, I always listen for those things that kind of pop out. So I would, you know, work that vibrato a lot. And the smoother you go, you don't always have to go, you say you're going to the top to a little bit later, but if you just keep in that smooth tone and use your vibrato, the way it works, it's a really cool thing to use. So I keep working with that.
Thank you.
Rounding us off, Daisy Fuentes.
I thought you were probably a little bit nervous, and I think that was coming through, the nerves, and I know that can affect your voice and how you sing, but it didn't seem to bother you at all. Even through the nerves, you really pulled it off, and you sounded fantastic.
Thank you.
Great job. 17-year-old Aya Horton from Casablanca, David Taylor. Great job. It's time for a local gal to take the stage from Richmond, British Columbia. 14-year-old Paige Thistleback. Hi, Paige. You got your braces off now. Awesome. You're 14? I've got socks older than you. My goodness. It's all nice story. No, I'm not. I got fresh ones for tonight. Just don't catch me on Thursdays, okay? It says you're from Richmond, and you competed for us down at HMV on Robson, and you're going to Hugh Boyd Secondary School. You're in grade 9.
Aye.
What are some of the things you do for hobbies?
I sing. I play the piano. I Irish dance. And
yeah, like Michael Flatley sing? Lord of the Dance?
But definitely? No arms. Just
no arms, just the feet? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And anything else? What was your experience this past couple of days here? Have you had fun here at the boot camp?
It was so fun. So fun.
I think you are our youngest contestant, am I correct?
I am.
Wow. That's amazing. Are you ready to sing for us? Mm-hmm. What are you going to be singing tonight?
I'm going to be singing Right to Be Wrong by Joss Stone.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up from Richmond, British Columbia, 14-year-old Paige Thistleback.
Oh, So just leave me alone. You're inside of your dream. But if really bad is right, can't turn back on no mission. Yeah, don't you dare look my vision. Let me be all that I can be. Don't smother me with negativity. But I will stop you waiting for me. Gonna be little willing. I gotta write something wrong. Mama's days to make me strong. I'm stepping out into a great unknown. I'm feeling wings though I've never flown. I gotta mind on my own. I'm flesh and blood to the bones.
Seemed like you kind of put your own thing to it, and man, if you keep going down the road you're going, we're going to hear lots from you. I'm positive about that.
Thank you. I'm
a little confused.
We know that.
You're 14, and I feel like it was a little affected. Do you know what I mean by that? Like, I see this right here, and you really are cute, and you really do have a great voice, hands down, bottom line. But you're 14 right now, and then you're 24 when you're singing, 22, you know? I don't know, I'm a little confused. I don't know if I can give a great critique right here, because I'm a little bit baffled, because that voice coming out of your body just kind of blows me away, out of a 14-year-old. But at the same time, I don't know how much I connected with the song, simply because it didn't seem like it was you singing. It seemed like this girl, this 14-year-old girl who's standing in front of me right now, wasn't the same person singing. I don't know if that makes any sense at all.
Well, in all fairness, though, when you're 14, and I've had this problem before, and I'm sure that Kenny Babyface has too. His name, it's Kenny, by the way, but I'm adult face, he's Babyface. And it's but, you know, when you're 14, it's hard to find any song that a 14-year-old, that's appropriate for a 14-year-old to sing. Mm-hmm. you know, just because lyrically. It's just
fun. Yeah. So David Foster, let's come to your defense. I'm not changing my tune.
Let's check with Kenny.
I understand a little bit. It was at 14, and the way you were sounding, I was almost wrong because you sounded so sexy singing. I felt wrong. I understand. And you don't have that right to be that wrong. Your voice is really, really nice. And it's like, it's commercial, and it's like, you know, they're starting young these days. But and the confidence, the whole thing is definitely working for you. So I'm not, as it relates to a producer, I'm like, you know, hey, I've worked with it. So, you know, it's like, it works for the music to me. So what can I say? Good job.
Kenny, what was the youngest performer, boy or girl, that you and your partner signed? And I know you signed TLC with all those great hits.
Signed TLC, but the youngest,
how old were they?
They were probably about 18, but the youngest was Usher. We started signing
Usher. Signed Usher. Come on. How old was he?
Usher started at 13 years old.
Wow.
So.
Well, there you go, Clay.
And, I mean, you gotta start somewhere, and you know, just because you have that voice doesn't mean you shouldn't be singing. So you know, you gotta sing what works for your voice, and that was working for you. I thought you did a great job.
Thank you.
Well, I just came from doing some hosting on a show called Fashion Rocks, and Beyonce was performing, and I was there watching her rehearsal, and you would never think it's the same girl that you see up on the stage. Never. And I don't know if anybody remembers Britney Spears. I remember when she first came out, she looked like this little girl. You saw her up on stage and she turned into like this sex goddess and this rock star. And I think that's what you have. I could see you on MTV right now. Yeah, you're young, but you've got that. And I think you just became the one to beat in this competition.
Cool. How about that for an ending? That was the page. Ladies and gentlemen, right here from Richmond, Paige Kesselbach. Always.
Thank you. If I could, don't touch my chair, Clay. Don't touch my chair. I'm going to come over there. There's not many guys I can beat up, but you're probably one of them.
Somebody, please. Who's got my back? I need some help.
Don't go against the Claymates. I love this man. I just produced on his album. I love. By the way, thank you so much, the three of you, for coming to another country to be here in hockey. Thank you, David. Thank you, so much appreciated. I wanted to point out just another couple of people that are here. Sitting over there is my good friend, one of the greatest singers on the planet. She'll be singing tomorrow night, Nita Whitaker. Wait till you hear her sing.
She's singing tonight.
And I just blew that, didn't I? Well, okay, sorry. Now, I also wanted to point out that tomorrow night, this magnificent singer is performing. You're not seeing tonight. Yeah, we know Michael Bublé. He's from here, so what? No, we love him, of course. But Daisy happens to have a boyfriend, unfortunately. For me. But he's, God, the guy is so amazing.
He's so hot.
Well, not really. So he's 6'4", and like, But he has the most amazing voice. And he has a song that actually Kenny produced called End of the Road Again, right? And it started getting airplay on this show, So You Think You Can Dance. When they got bumped, they played this man's song. And he's going to have a huge, huge career. And he's performing tomorrow night. He's backstage. I don't know if we can get him to come out and just take a bow, because he truly is amazing. Matt Goss. You got to give it up for Matt Goss. Where are you, Matt? Hold the applause till he comes out and then make it feel like the way it should, because he is totally amazing. Matt Goss! Thank you, Matt. He'll be singing more nights for those of you that are going to be here. Oh, yes.
I was just saying, the last girl that sang, Clay, you're wrong, mate. She's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
There you go. And one last thing. Thank you, Matt. I got the surprise, one of the surprises of my life. Oh, shit. I don't know anything. But do ask Matt if he'd like to come and sit with us for the rest of the show, because we value his opinion too, please. And I'll give you the mic back. And here you go. Howard Blank doing a great job. You're funny as hell.
Okay, Matt, we're going to bring a chair out for Matt. And he's going to sit down and critique with us. Now, you know, we were talking earlier today during rehearsal. I got a chance to meet Clay and his mom who's here. Where's your mom? She's here. Where is she? Where's mom? Way up there. She's sitting back. And we were talking about how you get your start and how, you know, they say success is where preparation meets opportunity. And when you talk about that, it certainly fits Mr. Clay. And please, look at the monitors now.
Sold over 2 million copies. His autobiography, Learning to Sing, is number 4 on the New York Times bestseller list.
He's in the entertainment industry. In the next couple of weeks, he's got a holiday album, a holiday TV special, a holiday tour.
You know he can sing, but tomorrow night you'll see him act on a special episode of Scrubs. It's time to go crazy.
When does your new album come out? September?
10 days from now.
10 days.
But I'm sitting in between two people who've won Grammys and look at her and look how hot she is. I mean, Lord. And then I get a video. But you know what? There's actually, you started kind of right here, right? And, well, you were in that group. Where's BJ? Where's BJ?
Yeah. Oh, she's going to be coming out. Yes.
Where is she?
She's hiding backstage, but she's coming.
You started.
Where is she? BJ, come on out here. Here she is. BJ Cook, ladies and gentlemen.
You two were in a group together, is that right?
BJ and I were in a group together called Skylark in 1973. We had a big
hit. I wasn't born until 78, so I don't know. Watch a video of me without watching one of you in Skylark. So let's see this.
Michael Bublé home, so she's carrying on the tradition.
That was my big story, you know. Thank you.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell it the way you heard it.
No, no. Well, I was just going to say, I just think it's kind of a miracle that I'm carrying the baby that Michael Bublé is performing, and that's that she wrote home, and so I'm being redundant.
Now, but, wait, you have good news to tell everybody. Amy lives in Nashville, but she's been asked to do something really cool in Canada.
Yes, she's going to write she's been asked to write for the winner of Canadian Idol, the song for, So she's doing great. And you know, David, I said that we've done many things together besides having a child and a hit record. I am very, very proud. I am so proud to be part of this, and to for the fact that you have given up so much of your time, and that you actually are doing something that, after you're long gone, will live on, the legacy of you and this foundation and what you're doing. I'm incredibly proud of you for that.
Thank you, Dad. On with our contestants, because we're rounding out, we're heading to the clubhouse turn. Would you join me? From Burnaby, 15-year-old Saya Goshaman. Hi, Saya.
Hi, Howard.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
That's a beautiful color. I love teal.
Thank
love it.
You.
Isn't that special? You said you like to mall crawl as your hobby. What is that?
Well, it's where you go to the mall and you spend all the money that you make during your job.
Okay, fair enough. And where are you working?
I actually work right in downtown Vancouver at an endocrinologist's office.
A what?
An endocrinologist's office.
Okay, cool. And what do you do there? You're an endocrinologist, right?
No. I am a secretary/filer.
And you're going to school too?
Yeah.
Where are you going to school?
I go to school at Burnaby North High School.
All right. You got friends and family here tonight?
Yes, I do.
Hi, Ben. What are you going to be singing for us, Sire?
I am going to be singing Impossible by Christina Aguilera for you guys.
Ah, well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, from Burnaby, British Columbia, 15 years of age, Sire Goshaman. Are you ready to hear from these judges? Step forward. Let's hear from Mr. Clay again.
I think you were really, really comfortable up there. Sorry. David and I were just discussing that. I know he's been evangelizing for stealing his line, but I think you were really, really, really comfortable up there. Possibly more so than many of the people we've seen. If you have a mistake, if something happens, don't look over, you know, that's the only thing. Don't let me see it, because I didn't realize if something happened there until you kind of grinned. You know what I'm talking about? Did something happen? Because I didn't know it.
Nope.
Well, then you made me think something wrong happened.
No. I didn't even hear it.
Because you sounded good, and I didn't hear anything. So, but you really are comfortable up there, and I mean, really powerful voice. The voices tonight are really great, so.
Thank you.
And she was what? Winking at me. You were winking at me, huh?
Was I winking at you?
15 years old. For 15 years old, you really are comfortable on stage. Very good.
Thank you.
Let's check with Debbie here.
I thought it was great. I think, as David would say, you have a lot of money notes. You're coming with them really strong. And you went to those strong notes really easy. It was like, bam, bam, bam. Just really easy. So I thought it was really good. I thought you did
great. Thank you.
Ms. Daisy Fuentes.
I thought you were probably really comfortable up there because you could sing like that. I think if I could sing like that, I wouldn't even speak, girl. That was hot.
Outstanding. Mr. Fletcher, will you round us off?
Daisy, how about singing a couple of bars for us? She's probably got one of the worst singing voices I've ever heard in my life.
Come on now.
Not right now, huh? Maybe tomorrow night?
Maybe later. It's her spot. Right. I don't want to take the spotlight off.
You wouldn't.
I would certainly try, though. You know I would.
Look, I thought, out of all the people that I've seen tonight, I think you understand more than anybody else what it's like and what it should be like to be a pop star. You know, you're so comfortable up there, and you have all the legs, all the acrobatics. I'm very curious to see what you would do with your own licks, because most of those were Christina's licks, and I get that. You're very young, and you're very accomplished, and you really have a great voice. I really love it.
Thank you.
Wow. Our next contestant hails from Vancouver, British Columbia. She was discovered in the HMV search put on by the Edgewater Casino. Please welcome Shay Dorval. There's our family.
Hi, Shay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So cool. We went to the same high school.
Right? I know. It's pretty trippy.
Just a couple years older than you, right?
Just a tad.
You know what they do? They move those pictures, your group photos.
Yeah.
I was all cool. You know, I started right out near the office. Now I think I'm in the janitor's room. Or
something. Oh.
Where are you? How far? How many years have you graduated?
Three. I think it's been three. Yeah.
And since you're an actor and a session singer and a vocalist, you're loving everything about entertainment. What's your favorite part?
You know, I like the adrenaline of this, really. It's crazy. It's like no other feeling.
Oh, yeah. I know. Now, what are you going to sing for us tonight, Shay?
Sheryl Crow, If It Makes You Happy.
If It Makes You Happy. Outstanding. Well, the stage is yours, my dear. Please, Shay Dorval, 21 years of age, from Vancouver.
Thank you.
I am.
Let's start with Kim.
I'm a little confused.
Why?
No. I really like it. No, it's just that, you know, all the white people did like on TV songs, and now
I'm mixing it up.
The way we do it in Canada.
I loved it. I loved the fact and the choice of song, and it was it caught me off guard, and it was a good catch off guard because your tone really works in that field, and it just works. And I think you're really comfortable in your skin up there, the way you kind of just grew with it. It worked for me. I thought it was great.
Thank you.
Awesome. Daisy.
I agree. You are so pretty. I can't take my eyes off your face. You just have such a beautiful face. And I started off thinking maybe it was the wrong song, because it did catch me off guard too. But you completely turned it around and you really made it your own. And I think you did a fantastic job.
Thank you,
Daisy David.
Well, I'll just be short because they said it exactly right. It was a strange choice at the beginning. I thought, oh, it's so low and where's this going? I knew the song kind of got going. And you just kicked it. You really, really kicked it. And you're so professional looking and you seem to have the whole package. You really do.
You guys are just the best. I love it.
I will let the cat out of the bag a little bit, because you didn't even get a chance to rehearse this song.
No.
She had planned on singing another song. She sang it for dress rehearsal and changed it in the middle, at the end of the dress rehearsal, after practice. No rehearsal whatsoever. And it was such a great idea, and a really, really great choice to change the song, because it was really great for you. And you really connected to the song and to the audience, and I just thought it was phenomenal.
Very good.
What do you think, audience? Shane Rodell, from Vancouver. Okay. Are you ready for our final contestant? Would you join me in welcoming Katrina Santani, 14 years of age, from Burnaby. Hi, Katrina. How are you? What high school are you going to?
Notre Dame.
Excellent. Those people scare me.
I don't know if they are.
Let's hear it. Who's her cheering section here? Who's here? So what grade are you in?
I'm in grade 10.
Grade 10?
Yeah.
You're going to be driving soon?
I'm so excited.
I am too. Okay. That's okay. What do you like to do for fun?
I love to sing. Music's like my life.
Yeah?
Piano. I love my friends.
Do you do high school plays and things too?
Yes.
And the musicals?
Yes. Every single one.
Excellent. Okay, what are you going to sing for us tonight?
Woman Like Me by Beyonce.
Oh, what a way to end the show. Fabulous. Ladies and gentlemen, Katrina Santani from Burnaby.
Do you think that I could be the one that you see?
Absolutely crucified in the best way possible. So I'd love to hear that sometime. But you're gonna.
You will.
Yeah,
you will.
I'm sure I will. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Play again.
I think you just say things so perfectly because that's exactly. I mean, I thought that exact thing. I also, I can tell that you liked theater.
I love
for two reasons. One, because you're really comfortable on stage right now. But it doesn't necessarily translate when you're singing, because you seemed like you were nervous, and it seemed a little rehearsed to me. The walking across the stage, and you know where the arm went, where this went. You need to loosen up, because you do have such a good voice. Let it be confident in that, and don't feel like you have to, you know, be so choreographed, because you sound so great. So just loosen up and be proud of that, and be comfortable in it.
Yeah.
And thank you, Clay. Kenny, take us home.
I just want to know, what do you put in the water and feed the little girls here in Canada? What's in the cornflakes? There's something going on here. We need to find this out. I think that you have a really, really good voice. And I was right with Daisy. I was like, I kept on. What year were you born?
1991.
What month? Just for the hell of it.
December.
January or December?
December.
Oh wow. That's amazing. I have socks older than you too, but. I thought you did a great job, and I would love to hear you doing, you know, Broadway music as well, because I think I hear that in your voice as well. So, good job.
Thank you.
Well, they love to work with big audience. Katrina Satani, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for our 11 finalists. What do you think, folks? Weren't they awesome? Now, Before we sequester our judges here, because you have a momentous decision to try and narrow this down to the top three, I'd like to acknowledge the months of dedication, hard work, so many people have contributed to do that. Would you please join me in welcoming the Star Search team, Sue Bailey and James Foster.
Many people have come together to make this 2006 Star Search something that really was a dream and just an idea. And I can't say you all know who you are in the audience, you're everywhere. Without what you did, and when I ran up and said, I need help, we wouldn't be here. And I'd like to especially extend my the sincere gratitude to Marge Remillard, who... Where is Marge?
You're shaking.
I'm shaking. It's...
Why are you shaking?
I don't know.
Why am I shaking?
Marge Remillard, wherever she is. Perfect. And all the wonderful team. I can't mention them all because I'll be shaking. Okay, but Marge is from BCLC, and they've been our major sponsor, and they have been what I would call a sponsor. They've been there for us right from the beginning. And I'd like to also thank everybody at River Rock, the theatre, especially Chris Earthy, and our wonderful MC, Mr. Howard Blank. This part. And the people that got me into this in the first place, besides this one, Norm Kalansky, I don't know where he is, and Paulette Garneau, they were a little kind of, are you sure you know what you're doing? But I think we did. And before we go, I would like to thank the people in the last 24 hours that came when I called them and said, I said, I've got 11 finalists coming. They are gonna have to perform in front of 900 people, David, Clay, you guys down there. And I said, we need to give them the best we can to give the performance of their life. And you guys, you know who you are. It was fantastic. We have, in 48 hours, we've worked them hard, and I'm so proud of them tonight. And it makes me remember why we're in the music business. Okay, we have one special announcement. David, remember I talked to you and I said, we need to make a record with the finalists.
I don't remember that.
I do.
Okay,
we're going to make a record, and we're going to sell it on the internet, and all the proceeds will go to the David Foster Foundation with the winner. To radio in all of BC province radio stations. Okay. So that's a bonus for tonight. You're going to announce to the winner, whoever that is.
Right.
And we're going to, that's pretty big.
And you know, this template that we've created here, which of course, you know, we're taking from American Idol, which was for pop stars.
They stole from pop stars. Right. So I don't care.
My sister James and I did pop stars years ago. But
Clay stole from
our grand rankings.
No. Oh, you did. Yes. Well, you're better than
me. May I speak, Marie? Anyway, but this is a template that's being copied now everywhere. We're doing it for the Andre Agassi event in Las Vegas. We're going to do it for our Toronto event, our Niagara Falls event. We're going to do it every place that I do a charity, because it's such a great idea, bringing the community together and making heightening the awareness, which is fantastic. Great job, guys.
Okay, but one thing, really, from pop stars, I thought all the talent would suck.
And they don't.
They're great. Yeah. I'm really, really impressed.
Can we leave now so we can figure it out?
Yes.
Right now?
Go and pick the winner. Good night. Well, almost good night.
Thank you, ladies. And also, by the way, part of this whole Star Search boot camp, Victoria Langton, who handled all the choreography sitting there, give away Victoria. Vicky Gabbro, who helped them with their interview portion. There's Vicky. BJ Cook, who helped with vocals. Where's BJ sitting? She's in the back. And everybody involved with this. It was so much fun to be, especially the traveling all around with those two ladies. It was so much fun to do this, and with BCLC's support. Couldn't have done it. It's all about giving back to the community. Remember that when you buy your scratch ticket, your lottery ticket, when you play here, when you enjoy gaming, good things happen, and we appreciate your support. And of course, British Columbia Lotteries. Couldn't have done it without them. Now, yes, give them applause, folks. The David Foster Foundation is all about being able to give families the ability to spend time with their loved ones in the most unheard of circumstances, in crisis mode. And I'd like you to please take a look at the screens up here and see a little bit of vignette we have about the David Foster Foundation. Roll it, please.
The David Foster Foundation was a dream that became a reality 20 years ago. The foundation assists families with children in need of major organ transplants by covering all non-medical expenses. The first contact with these children came when my mother called me while I was living in Los Angeles to let me know that a family from my hometown, Victoria, were at UCLA Medical Center with their little girl who was waiting for a liver transplant. I will never forget the image of that little girl in the intensive care after visiting her and her parents and hearing of their plight. I asked her what she wanted more than anything. She said, I want to see my sister. And it was then that I realized, for one airline ticket, I could make all her dreams come true. So I made the decision to form the foundation right then and there, July 1986.
When Jack was 9 days old, he was diagnosed with congenital heart disease. So we were told that our only option was for him to have a heart transplant.
There has been so many points where we could have so easily lost him, and he's conquered every one of those and prospered in a huge way. He's just doing so well.
The foundation made all the difference in the world. I wish that no children or adults would have to die waiting for an organ. That people that agree with organ donation will sign an organ on the cards.
I pray.
she was a candidate for heart transplant, and if she didn't have it, she wouldn't live to see her first birthday.
It's not something that
any child or parent should ever go through.
And you don't expect to hear
the support of the foundation is life-changing. If we didn't have the foundation, it just would have, who knows where we'd be at today. Brynn is just, she really just drinks life. She loves to dance, and she loves her strawberry shortcake, and she just loves dressing up, and she drinks life. My one wish would be for all of my children to have to turn out to be good, strong, healthy people and live long, productive lives.
By signing up to become an organ donor. It's easy to do, and if you have any questions, you can go on the internet at the Transplant Society of British Columbia. So do your part, please, and spread the gift of life. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's great to be able to bring out a little talent for you while we're waiting as our judges are sequestered. We have a special treat for you now. You've seen West Coast Swing, so you think you can dance. And Canada's West Coast Swing champions are right here in Vancouver, British Columbia. Please welcome to the stage more local talent, Canadian Swing champions, Miles Monroe and Tessa Cunningham.
And I'm feeling good.
I've been there before, but you brighten up for me all my days. But I love so
our judges back. Did you guys fill out that entry form to come to tomorrow night's gala? I have the winner. You know what you're going to see tomorrow night? You're going to see Michael Bublé perform, Vancouver boy coming home, Clay Aiken, Babyface, Matt Goss, and a host of others, and including one lucky person here tonight. Are you ready? The winner of two tickets to David Foster's gala, Aaron Moore. Where's Aaron? Aaron, are you up there? Hi, Aaron. Congratulations. Please head to the lobby after the show into the box office. They will take care of you. Congratulations, Aaron. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the time we've been waiting for. Please welcome back to the stage our 11 contestants. In front of these people, you just heard that we're going to make a record for the person that wins. Yes, the winner's going to receive a record. You might not have heard you've been backstage. Those record sales will go through the internet and other ways, and we're going to bring it to radio across Canada, and the proceeds will go to the David Foster Foundation. I think what a perfect debut album. Also, you are going to receive a contract to sing here at the River Rock and at the Boulevard Casino in our lounges. It's a $25,000 contract for 1 year. You will have the opportunity to pick your band behind you, and you'll be playing a number of nights right here in the lounge, so people are going to get a chance to see you here and at the Boulevard Casino. Sound good, guys? Excellent. So, now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back our judges, Daisy Fuentes, Babyface, Clay Aiken, and David Foster. We're not ready yet, okay. All right. Well, you know what? You know what that means? That means, one, we're having a Cranbrook moment, and number two, that means you guys are so good, these guys are having trouble picking. So, let's see, what else are we going to talk about here while we wait for our judges to come back? How about those Canucks? No. Okay, so we got 11 contestants. You just heard about that one. Oh, by the way, guys, what do you think of their outfits? Everything they're wearing was part of a promotion that we did with Leone downtown in Vancouver, Marcello Leone and the family, and L2, which is one of the hippest clothing stores on Hastings Street. So these folks are all wearing those. The winner will receive her outfit. And our judges are coming back. Here they come. Clay Aiken, Daisy Fuentes, Babyface, and David Foster. May I have the envelope, please? Thank you, sir. When you do the sign language, it scares me, Clay, because that's what I thought, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna read the contestants. I'll stand over here in no particular order. By the way, before I read our finalists, give it up for them one more time, folks. Did they do a great job this evening? It was so close, ladies and gentlemen, that there are five semifinalists that are going to be stepping forward. Our first semifinalist, Mr. Luke Stones. Step forward, Luke. Step forward, Luke. Yep. Our second semifinalist, Kathy Frank. Semi-finalist, Cody Carey. Step forward. Our fourth semi-finalist, Paige Kisselbach. A As they say, there's only room for one more, but you ladies have done a fabulous job, and thank you so much for being a part of this year's Star Search 2006. Our fifth and final finalist, Shay Norvell. Step forward, Shay. These are our five finalists. Ladies, what a great job. Give it up for them. Now, you folks are going to be performing again. Am I correct, David? Yes. So, I will ask our six contestants here if you would please head backstage. Oh. Stage first. Come on back here.
Ladies.
Okay.
This announcement is very important, okay? Don't take this personally, but I'm going to stop after about a minute because we're running out of time. So you might be in the middle of the biggest note going, but at a certain point, I'll try and make it all as even as I can. I'll point to the sound guy. We're just going to stop, okay? All right? Don't take it personally.
Okay, Kurtman, please. Kurtman, hello? Hello, Curtin, there we go. All right, Luke, are you ready to hit it? Oh, yes, can Luke bring his guitar out, David? It's okay, right? You can bring...
Yeah,
come on out. We'll take a second here.
I think it has to be the same song, doesn't it? Daisy? Oh, right. Yeah, don't try to cheat. Just because you got your guitar and you can do 10 different songs.
Oh, we need to get you a microphone, don't we? Microphone, Mr. Hand. There it is. Look at this. Ask for one, we can do the whole thing. There we go. All right, Luke, remember, just like David said, that if his hand goes up, we'll just cut it and... we will move on. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome to the stage Mr. Luke Stones?
Nation to nation, all the world must come together, face the problems that we see, then maybe somehow we can work it out. I asked my neighbor for a favor, she said later, what has come of all the people, have they lost of what it's about? I have to find my peace, cause no one seems to let me be. False prophets cry and do what are the possibility. I told my brothers, there'll be problems, times and tears for fears. We must face each day like it's the last.
Great job, Luke. Thank you very much, my friend. Next, we need to welcome to the stage Kathy Frank. The mic is yours.
Kathy, down here.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, just a reminder, again, I'm going to cut you off in the middle, so whatever you want to give us, give it to us early.
All right.
That's what my ex-wife said.
Thanks a lot.
I turn my back around it. Say, I don't wanna leave you lonely. So you gotta make a change of mind, yeah. Yeah. Oh, baby, I got your number. I know that you got mine. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you know that I come to you. Woo, woo. Yeah, I come to you in time. I come to you in time. Yes, yeah. See, I told you. Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby, change my mind. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Great job. Way to go, Kathy. Thank you. Would you please welcome to the stage Cody Carey? The mic is yours, my friend.
Yeah. Cody. Sorry. I just don't role play so fast, okay? I might have something important to say here that can help them. You only have a minute, so if you're going to go for the big one, go for the big one, okay?
I'm going to go for the big one.
Time starts now.
job of that stage. And our fifth finalist, Shane Dorval.